The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The public is anxious right now. And so I'm encouraging responsible, calm dialogue among public officials, among elected officials, and among the media.
What else would we be talking about? That is Secretary Jay Johnson, and that is our Homeland Security Director, by the way, in case you didn't know. So Ebola and ISIS combined, says the public is very anxious about both of those. And, of course, a lot of that conversation centers around what's happening at the border, who's getting in, what do they potentially have, are there diseases getting in? Well, of course, we know there's other diseases that have gotten in. So if you had Ebola and you were trying to escape a nasty situation in the country there you were in, what would you do? You would try to come to America if you could get to America. Let's be real about that. So I think there's a reason why the fans of fear, the flames, fanning the flames of fear is not necessarily outrageous, because of putting yourself in someone's shoes like that, as we had a guest on last hour talking about it. There's a lot of stigmatism to it in West Africa, and there are big Liberian communities here in the United States. And if you could get out of a horrific situation, wouldn't you want to take your family out of it? And the answer is, I know I would. I know I would want to do that. And this is the deal. So we've got a lot of things going on with Ebola. We have a patient who had to fly to Cleveland to be with her fiance, who now has Ebola. She treated Tom Duncan. She's the second nurse to come down with Ebola, Amber Vinson. She is not in Dallas at her hospital. She's being treated in an isolated place, in an isolation center, one of the best, which is Emory University in Atlanta. She had a slight fever. She called the CDC. Nobody said anything. She got on the plane. She went about her business. Went to Ohio, no problem. The day before she was diagnosed. Congress is going to hold a hearing on Thursday on the U.S. response to Ebola with Dr. Tom Frieden and others. He's with the CDC. And others that are scheduled to testify. The chances that other passengers were infected might be low, because Vinson didn't vomit on the flight. She wasn't bleeding. But she shouldn't have been on board. Even Tom Frieden is saying that now. But why wasn't she stopped? Why didn't they have protocols in place? The CDC is doing a little CYA. They screwed up. The Texas hospital says they made a mistake. Yeah, they screwed up. And now we have a nurse who was around a lot of people, let's face it. The image on the tube, if you were watching, showed Vinson walking from an ambulance to an Emory hospital door with an escort, both of them in protective clothing, and she was in protective clothing. And then the familiar scenes of the hazmat crew at an apartment building using plastic barrels to collect contents from the nurse's place for Ebola. It used to be in Dallas, you worried about all the construction sites. You saw barrels everywhere. Now we see a different kind, blue barrels and hazmat trucks and people dressed up as though they were characters on Breaking Bad. So what about the 130-plus passengers who were on the flight with Amber Vinson? Well, they say they want to talk to them. Or they're offering a CDC hotline. Hey, just in case you were on Frontier Flight 1143, we don't think you were exposed to Ebola. In fact, the risk is very low. But if you have questions, please call us, because we'll get right back to you. We're going to be aggressive now. Even the president was supposed to do a little fundraising. That got canceled. The president said the likelihood of a widespread Ebola outbreak was very, very low. But he also said, we're going to have a more aggressive response to Ebola. In fact, he met with the cabinet to discuss the response after canceling trips on Wednesday and Thursday to focus on Ebola. The House of Representatives Speaker John Boehner said the press should consider a temporary ban on travel to the United States from countries suffering from an Ebola outbreak. And John Boehner, you're a little late. That should have happened right when the first patient came up with Ebola, Tom Duncan. Right now, at least 4,493 people in West Africa have died in the worst Ebola outbreak since it was identified in the 70s. What does the virus do? Fever, bleeding, vomiting, spreads through contact with bodily fluids. Vincent was on a trip to visit her family in Ohio, and she put another area on notice because of that. You have the Cleveland Clinic and the Metro Health System, pretty familiar with that, actually. They said they had put on paid leave employees, mostly nurses, who were on Vincent's flight to Cleveland from Dallas. They were returning from a nursing conference in Texas. The CDC is sending staff to Ohio to help coordinate Ebola efforts. Are you shocked that airline stocks tumbled on this fear because of a drop in air travel? Ebola concerns also contributed to a 1% drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Over the weekend, by the way, since we're summing up Ebola, Nina Pham, just 26, became the first person to be infected with Ebola. She had cared for Duncan, like Amber Vincent, during most of his 11 days in the hospital. She's in good condition. That's the good news. Dr. Daniel Varga, who is the chief clinical officer for Texas Health Resources, which includes Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, is apologizing for mistakes made in treating Duncan. He says, we did not correctly diagnose the symptoms as those of Ebola. We're deeply sorry. That's what he's going to say for this congressional hearing. The Dallas County Commissioner's Court is set on Thursday to discuss whether to ask Governor Rick Perry to declare a local emergency. The declaration would help reimburse Dallas County for expenses related to Ebola. The mayor of Dallas, because it's ground zero, folks, said at a news conference that Vincent, the second infected nurse, lived alone, and they moved quickly to clean up the area, as I talked about, and to alert neighbors and friends. Wow. I'm stunned that she got on that plane. I'm stunned that the CDC could be so ridiculous about it and not have said you shouldn't get on the plane. I don't care who she talked to at the CDC. That's a big mistake. You got a slight fever. You treated directly Tom Duncan. Oh, yeah. You're starting to show those early signs. How comfortable do we feel that we have a handle on this Ebola thing? I think most people are kind of shaky about it. Jay Johnson was right about that. There is fear over what could happen if Ebola spreads even more. We're kicking it to the other side. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
diseases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
With Andrew Szabo. He is in our virtual green room. We've had a lot of people in the virtual green room the last couple of days. He, of course, is a strategy, branding, and marketing expert. And boy, there is a lot to talk about coming out of D.C. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Good evening, Kate. It's getting crowded here in the green room.
It is. It's like it's becoming like the, I don't know, the Conan O'Brien show, maybe Jimmy Fallon on a night with a lot of guests. I'm not sure. But, it's a lot of fun. Hey, so how about this deal from the White House? Today they're saying, and we talked to Victoria Jones, who was at the White House briefing today, and, you know, they were talking about the fact that they're saying the strategy against ISIS is succeeding, but just the other day they were talking about how close they were getting to Baghdad and the fear over that. General Dempsey was saying, yeah, they're not going to take the airport, there's no way, but, of course, there's no boots on the ground. And then you have in the mix with all of that, Iraqi military saying that if they're encountering some of these ISIS members, they don't have the right kind of training and they're just going to put their guns down and run. And so now, because of that, follow the storyline. Now, because of that, Turkey has agreed to allow to let us train them in Turkey so that they feel like they're prepared to fight ISIS. Am I missing something? I mean, we're going to have a big lag in time here, and I'm worried that they're going to end up taking Baghdad, which would be terrible if that happens.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think in the last 2 days alone, the U.S. has conducted 21 separate airstrikes. I mean, that's a major operations on these are airstrikes on ISIS forces in and around Kobani, and as well as they deployed an Apache attack, I think, with Apache attack helicopters to repel those advances on Baghdad Airport that you were talking about. And yet, unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be slowing. They continue to move ahead. They're advancing on Baghdad and Kobani despite those airstrikes. Turkey's bombing Kurdish targets in the southeast of the country. I think in terms of strategy, again, it's not working. I mean, it's, you know, John Ernest was saying he's confident the president's, you know, in that strategy. But I think what we're seeing here is the assembled international military does not seem to be. Now, they're supposed to have a meeting today or tomorrow about coordinating their forces. So it's clear that they're still not completely coordinated. I think it's a matter of time that I think Baghdad's going to fall, unfortunately. I think it's going to happen sooner than later. And again, this is we waited too long. You can't wait this long when you we've known about ISIS for a long time. We ignored the intelligence reports, and now we're paying the price.
Yeah, absolutely. You're dead on right about that. We had Andrew O'Brien on our last show, and he talked about serving in Iraq and saying that in 2009 they were dealing. He was dealing. And his fellow troop members were dealing with ISIS, and they knew then that it was crazy and out of control. So think of 2009 to now. And then on top of that, the White House is saying that they're not going to have any kind of trade concessions in nuclear talks with Iran for Tehran's help in combating ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Is this a smart move?
Well, I don't know. Dealing with Iran is always a mess. I mean, there is no clear strategy to deal with them. We have failed consistently in this area. We gave them an awful lot of concessions along the way here, and they have run with it. So I'm not sure. I think we have to pick our partners there, and Iran is not necessarily the best player to play with. So, I'm not sure. I'm ambivalent about that. They're just totally unreliable as a partner. They do not respect the United States. Their word doesn't mean anything. So whatever concessions we might make, they're going to take full advantage of it, and we don't stand to gain necessarily anything out of it.
Yep, I agree with you, by the way. Absolutely. I don't even trust their foreign minister, Rouhani, the president. I don't trust him. They are unreliable. You said it best. So clearly, at least in this sense, it's smart not to hook up with them because it's not going to help any. So why bother in that direction? The other big thing that we're all dealing with, it is the buzz in the backyard no matter where you live, but especially here in our satellite facility, we're telling people, you know, hey, we're 10 miles from the hospital where now the nurse is fighting Ebola, and she seems to be doing pretty well, thank goodness, but Tom Duncan lost his life. So people are worried about Ebola. They're worried about what's happening. And the White House now is saying initially they said no way. Now they're saying they're not going to rule out the possibility of an Ebola czar. Do we need an Ebola czar to respond to this health crisis?
I'm sorry. Well, you're saying that I heard that the White House is rebuffing those demands from Republican lawmakers.
It's changed. They're talking about, they're not ruling out because, you know, it's all about how you say it. They're not ruling out appointing a czar.
Yeah, no, I think that's actually a wise strategy, and this is actually something that Republicans have been calling for. So I think part of their resistance was the fact that they didn't think of it first as the Republicans. But there is, you've got to have a central point. We there's a crisis here. You know, they're talking about the World Health Organization is predicting 10,000 new Ebola cases per week. The death rate is around 70%. So we have to nip it in the bud here in the United States. We cannot. I know we have more. Somebody said that Obama has more czars than the Romanovs, which was, I thought, quite amusing. I think that came from an Arizona Republican. But in this case, this is a good reason to have a czar. And we need somebody who's going to be the point person, somebody who can take responsibility for this. And I think part of the problem is the CDC has not shown good leadership there. I haven't seen any polls on this or anything, but just in talking with people, I don't think people trust what the Centers for Disease Control prevention, as officials are saying. There's now new talk that it is actually more infectious than they first thought. I think they knew this all along, you know. So there's a lack of trust with the CDC. I think appointing a czar would be a good strategy to potentially create some a single point of responsibility for this crisis, and perhaps restore some confidence in the public.
Yep. I mean, I can't believe it, but we're actually agreeing down the line. So I shouldn't say I can't believe it. We agree on a lot, but it's nice sometimes when we disagree. So, all right. So here's another big one that people can absolutely relate to when it comes to these robocall things. The American Bankers Association is saying, Andrew, that they want financial institutions to be able to place automated calls to customers' cell phones to alert them of a potential fraud, but there's a push to not have that happen because they think, you know, that's wrong. But the Banking Association wants the FCC's permission to alert you to the possibility of identity theft or some kind of security breach using pre-recorded cell phone messages. Is this fair or foul? What do you think from a strategic point of view, I guess?
I think they should give people a choice, actually. I think a better strategy would be to, you know, allow the customer to make the choice, that send you either a text message or a call. I think a lot of people would actually opt for a text message. Yes, I want to be alerted if there is, because there's so much, identity theft has become an epidemic in this country without a doubt. And I know on your show a couple of months ago, you had a guest on that was talking about the solution to the epidemic, but I think we're a long way before deploying that. In the meantime, we have to alert people. Unfortunately, we are still in a reactive. We're not preventing this. So since we're in a reactive mode, at least give people a choice. And I think that would be a better strategy, is giving people a choice how to get some. It's like airlines. You know, I was waiting for somebody at the airport this weekend, and, you know, I punch in, I'm expecting this flight, and do I want to be texted, or do I want to get an automatic call? At least I'm in control, and I've made the choice to get the call or the text. Put the customer in control.
I think so, too. Absolutely. Well, let them have the choice. You know, it's that whole you can either opt in or you can opt out, because maybe you'll get, you know, sometimes they could go overboard and you don't want to get an alert every 5 seconds either. And then you'll freak out and they're just being overprotective because they see something unusual on the account. So I think warning systems can be good, but I don't know that everybody wants that on their cell phone. Let it be the consumer's choice.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
We ended on an agreeing note here. So, Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to your listeners. It's always a delight.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain.
Coming up, don't forget, we've got Nail the Score in our final segment of this hour. But before we get there, how about a daily salute? You know, we've been talking a lot, obviously, about Ebola and the scare over Ebola because of all the balls that have been dropped. And they just seem, they meaning the bureaucrats connected to this, seem so lackadaisical. First you have the CDC saying, well, yeah, you know, we weren't aggressive enough. Just, geez, you know, now we're being aggressive. Here's what we're doing. Here's all the things that we're going to do. Why they did do them before. The hospital saying they made mistakes. And, you know, here we go. We have a second person with Ebola. Granted, both were in close quarters with Tom Duncan. It's still not good. Do you really want to be one of the people on the plane that finds out that you look on your local news and you see this? I want you to think about this for a second. You just went to Cleveland for something. You come back to Dallas or Fort Lauderdale or wherever, and you find out, in this case it was Dallas, so you find out that the person that was sitting in your area was the Ebola nurse, the second Ebola nurse diagnosed. You see on the tube, very slow walking person who is covered head to toe with all of the protective features, while the anchor people say, this is Amber Vinson. She is the second nurse to come in contact with Tom Duncan, who died a week ago from Ebola. He was the first person to get it in the United States. Of course, he brought it in from Liberia. But that's what you're watching, and you remember, oh, yeah, I remember her sitting in the airport lounge. Yeah, I was on that plane. Oh, well, and by the way, you hear this. You hear the person saying this over these shots. They're going to contact everybody who was on the flight, the one flight, because then, of course, the plane went on to fly in a couple of that Frontier jet, went in five different places. Crazy. So the Daily Salute has nothing to do with Ebola. It has everything to do with celebrating the Kansas City Royals. Wow. They reached their first World Series since 1985. Can you say sweep? Get out the brooms for everybody listening in Missouri. Yeah, I love underdog teams. I'm a believer. I said all along that this was a team of destiny, and they definitely were. They go to the World Series with an undefeated 8-0 record in the postseason by beating the Orioles 2-1 in Game 4. You know, these were close games, tough for the Orioles, but what an incredible run for the Royals. Now it's a question of, are they going to meet the Giants, or are they going to meet St. Louis, which would be the series that happened back in 1985. What team are they going to meet to play for the championship? But I think it's terrific, so attaboy to everybody on that team. Love it. Love it. Missouri, people in Missouri, you may be split. Some of you actually might be fans of St. Louis. St. Louis, by the way, is having a tougher time in their National League Championship Series. The Giants rallied in this last game, so they've got a 3-1 lead in the series. Doesn't mean St. Louis couldn't come back, but it's really tough to do that. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Chad, who says, Kate, first time I've emailed the show. Yeah, the Ebola stuff is frightening. We live here in Florida, but as we watch what's going on in Texas and we hear the stories from West Africa, sure, it's common sense to say this is no West Africa, but it's also very human to be concerned about what is being done in this country when you hear about what happened with Duncan and his death, and then these nurses, now the second nurse, who has Ebola, and it's always, well, they're in critical condition, but stable, and they're fighting it, and geez, now today they're good. And certainly we wish that and hope that both of those nurses come through this, but it doesn't give you much confidence when you have the CDC saying they weren't aggressive enough in the hospital apologizing. It's been a cluster, you know what, since this whole thing happened. Absolutely. It's unprepared. You know, how often do you hear here in America Tonight, or probably on your local radio stations, you'll hear spots for being emergency prepared. And, you know, a long time ago, before I did America Tonight, I'd be like, wow, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, you have some candles in a drawer, you got some stuff that you can easily grab and throw in a bag. Now, my friends, I do not think that any longer. After, number one, I've been through a few disasters, but just in seeing the response to things, you are in charge of yourself. Now, there may be an incredible fire department near you, awesome police officers, a great sense of community in your neighborhood. I feel like I really have that. I feel lucky to have that. But ultimately, when everybody's scrambling and it hits the fan, you have to take responsibility. You just can't wait and be told what you should think and how you should react to something. So with Ebola, pay attention to what's being said and why the hospital didn't do that, why the CDC wasn't all over it and on top of it. You know, I'll never know. I can say that a million times. But to me, this was just a big cluster blunder. I'm in charge of the CDC. I said it before. I'm flying myself to Dallas. I'm having three different sessions for people who can't see me when I'm there in the morning because they're working. The doctors got operations. They're busy. I'm talking to everyone in the hospital. And I'll specifically zero in on the people that dealt with Duncan and talk about Ebola. But I will clear up any question, let people raise their hands, and I will have handouts. I will have a PowerPoint, and we can discuss it. That way, one, my bases are covered. Two, maybe the nurse, the doctor, the somebody who didn't know what was clearly happening with Ebola now understands the contagious aspect of it and things that could fall through the cracks. How about that? I mean, the epicenter is Dallas. That was the first diagnosis. I'm there. That's what I would do. All right, here's one from Bob who says, yo, Kate, Ebola. It's a dirty five-letter word. In my neighborhood, since we live far away in New Jersey, there is conversation about it. We think it's outrageous the way the idiots in Dallas have handled this. But I think we should all pay attention. So in case something should happen, you're well aware of it. And I have to be honest, I don't know that I'd be walking into the hospital if I had something right now, unless it was something serious. But otherwise, why am I rushing to put myself in those situations? I mean, we've already had problems with Mercer and hospitals and some other things, too. Yeah, it's funny you say the Mercer thing. I had a friend that happened to, had a softball injury in Philadelphia, went to a hospital, and then ended up getting Mercer, and it was brutal. But Mercer is not Ebola. Ebola in West Africa is 70%, they're saying, at this point. 70% are dying from that who get it. And part of the problem is because when they get it, they're not being treated right away. They're running away. They're pretending they don't have it, whatever. Which would have been terrible if that nurse had done that. She was taking her temperature, and the fact the CDC didn't say, what are you thinking? Why are you at an airport? You cannot be flying. And look, now you're saying you have a little bit of a temperature. Yeah, we got to monitor this. Here's one from Marvin. Kate, nail the score. What's going on with nail the score? I am not working on Wednesday, so I'm going to try to send an email or give a call. I think that's when you do it. Yep. Very timely, this email. Coming up in our next segment is nail the score. You don't have to know anything about the world of sports or football or any of that. We randomly, the computer, picks the game of the week in football. You tell us who you think is going to win of the two sides and what you think the final score is going to be. Could it be any easier? Joseph says, Kate, 76 Dallas workers are being monitored, healthcare workers. So, boy, there were a whole bunch of people that came in contact with Thomas Duncan. We saw his fate, and now we see these two nurses who may look on the surface like they're going to pull through. That's good. But what would happen if 76 people came down with Ebola? Do you think that hospital could handle it? No. I think you'd be looking at sending these hospital workers to some other places. And I guess that therein lies the problem. Are we ready for an influx of people? And the answer is we'd have to be, right? And maybe now because of the mistakes, they're perhaps a little bit better prepared. I think every hospital has to be prepared for that possibility. And actually, if I was a hospital administrator, if I was running the hospital, if I was the so-called, I'm going to call the person a CEO because it's different in every system, but I would do the same meeting thing. I would just paint the picture for everybody. I mean, even if I had to do whatever, Google Plus, whatever I have to do, we're going to make people sign in and I'm going to just do the strokes and tell them what's going on with Ebola. And luckily, thank goodness, we don't have it here, but gosh, should the case appear, let's not be caught like they were in Dallas. Let's be ready to roll and handle this and rock through it. And I would assume there are definitely some good ones out there, and I guarantee that they're thinking about that and working on that right now. You heard the listener ask about it. Oh, yeah. Nail the score coming up next here on ATN.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. A lot of you have asked for it, and we brought it back. So let's let the computer roll, Nathan, and see who is going to be the game of the week. What's going to be the game of the week? I heard that computer. I love it. All right, so the game of the week. Wow. The game of the week is Arizona and Oakland. Arizona and Oakland. Well, I think it's almost an easy pick, but I could be wrong. After all, I didn't pick the Cowboys last week, and I picked Seattle, and they, of course, lost. So the game of the week is the Cardinals and the Raiders. The Cardinals are 4-1. The Raiders are 0-5. Carson Palmer has really, really brought the Cards back, revived them. I'm going to say Cardinals. I mean, it's almost right to have an upset, but I'm going to say Cardinals win it, and I think the final score is 28-17. So Cardinals. That's my 2 cents. I'm going with Palmer. How's that? Larry Fitzgerald, Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald, great hookups. We've seen that in a couple of the big games that they've had, even from the very beginning in week one. They were stellar. So that's my answer. 28-17 Arizona. How about you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Nail the score. What do you think happens in this game? Are you going with Arizona? The easy choice, let's face it, because they're winning. Or are you going with the Raiders? Dale in Illinois. Dale in Illinois, what do you think?
Well, I'm disappointed you didn't pick the Cowboys last week there, Queen of Late Night Talk.
Yeah, I didn't do so well. I picked Seattle. That was the easy pick, though, again.
Yeah. Well, I'm going 37-10
Cardinals. 37-10
Cardinals.
I like it. Yeah, the Raiders haven't shown much signs of life.
No, they're not playing very well.
Nah, they're not playing well at all. All right, Dale, duly noted, you are in the books. If you want to be like Dale, jump on now or forever hold your peace. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Nathan, front and center, we have to ask you what your guess is, you guessing man.
Where are the Cardinals located again?
Is that Arizona?
It is Arizona. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah, that's where I wouldn't mind being right now.
I like Arizona. Okay, what's the score?
I'm gonna put it low and let's hope something fun happens. Something unexpected happens. Let's go with 21-10.
21-10. Oh, that's unexpected. Yeah, 21-10. I love it.
All right.
All right, you are locked and loaded. 21-10. By the way, next week we're moving it earlier because I will be on a flight, hopefully a very clean flight. I might look like a hazmat person myself when I jump on a plane. So because of the travel... Oh, no. Next week it will be the same time. I'm sorry. Next week will be the same time as the following week. So forget that. Just forget I said that. Don't get confused. Next week we will have Nail the Score, same bat channel. All right, Jack from Down Under says Arizona. He's doing the Pal Talk thing. You can catch us on Pal Talk, americatonight.net. We're right there in living color. 28-14. Wow, mine was 28-17. So, 855-266-5283. Grim de la Grim. What do you think? What's your guess?
Oh, you're going to hate me. I'm going with Oakland 28, Arizona 17.
No, I don't hate you. I think that could be the right play. I mean, see, here's the problem. Like I said, last week I had the easy pick, Seattle. They don't lose at home. They're not going to beat the Cowboys. It could be close. But I was so wrong on that. So this is ripe for an upset. I think that's a good guess, Grim. It could be an upset because it's not the obvious pick the way Arizona's playing and how Oakland's playing.
That's right. We just finished the first of the trimester. I mean, football is like a pregnant woman.
Perfect. Right there. We're ending on that note. That was good. First trimester's over. And you know what? That's what happens. Eventually, there's a let up with the team. I mean, you could be perfect across the board, but usually there could be some stumble or something happens, and then, you know, the team that's 5-0, the team that's perfect and they look really good, that's when they pull the upset, the other team that's not expected to. So that's not a bad guess. Oakland is a good guess, actually. All right, a lot of people are sending us guesses, too. This one from Dave. Hey, Kate, long time. Gotta go with Arizona, 38-10. I think they're just going to romp them. I really do. I don't see how it's going to be close at all. I think somebody else had a similar score, 38-10. Phil in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Phil, are you a Royals fan?
No, I'm a lifelong Mets fan.
Oh, but hey, Mets, I've been right there with you at times. I understand the Mets. need to really get their act together. That's for sure. Who do you like in this game? Do you like Oakland or do you like Arizona?
I haven't liked Oakland since after Jim Plunkett. And haven't been much to like about them. But I think I'm going to go with the Cardinals 35-17.
35-17, I like it. Great guess. So another Cardinal there. Thanks, Phil. Yeah, the Cardinals have been impressive. Tough to go against the Cardinals. So one so far for Oakland, and let me see in the email here if we've got anyone else that's got Oakland. We have the Stack who says, tough choice, Kate, because the Raiders could have that upset, especially in front of their face painter crowd, but Cardinals all the way. Final score is going to be 25-17. That's an odd score, but that we've seen a lot of odd scores this year. And Arizona seems to be the side that most people are picking. All right, here's another one. This one from Jennifer who says, I'm doing this for my boyfriend, Katie. He told me to send you a quick email. His name is Liam, and Liam likes Oakland, thinks they'll win it 27-17. Do we have that? 27-17. No, Grim de la Grim has 28-17. How about that? All right, here's another one. We can slip in. Gregory says, are you kidding me? How can Arizona not win this game? Carson Palmer would have to get sacked all day long. I don't see it. I'm going to say the Cardinals win it. And the final score that you're looking at that's going to nail this thing for the season, 35-14. 35-14. Very nice. I don't know that we have time for a call. Throw out the numbers just in case we get in quickly. If we hit the end of the hour, we'll take it if you're in already. I'm going to say if you're in the box. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're nailing the score. And in nailing the score, we'll do it again next week, same time, same bat channel. The whole idea is all you're doing here is picking a side. It's either Oakland or Arizona. And, you know, it could be Oakland. There's always an upset somewhere and a team that's cruising along that all of a sudden hits that wall. Got another one here from Kimmy. Kimmy says, Oakland all the way, Kate, 17-14. Good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.